yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Vamwe vashandi vehurumende voronga kuramwa mabasa vachiti hapana chinobuda munhaurirano dziri kuitwa.
Bazi ra Comptroller and Auditor General rinoti mari dzemigwagwa hadzisi kubatwa nemazvo.
Nhengo dzebato idzva reNational Constitutional Assembly dzinorohwa zvakaipisisa apo dzainhamira magwaro enhengo dzaro achakwikwidza musarudzo yemakanzura kuSunningdale.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muinisi zvakare mangwana. Anoti murare zvakanaka. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, tokusiya mina Sandra Nyaira na Chris Kande.
Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 6th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Kande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
the latest public accounts audit reveals the roads and road traffic fund set up by the government to provide tools and equipment for road construction and maintenance is not being properly managed as infrastructure in the country continues to disintegrate.
Funds coming to the city from Zonora by way of vehicle license fees have progressively gone down to a point where in the current year, 2013, the city is yet to receive its first installment of its allocation.
Lawyers representing three MDCT members languishing in detention for the alleged murder of police inspector Petros Mteza in Glenview in 2011 move to secure their clients' freedom.
In terms of the law, passage of time, particularly where you are not to blame for the delays, is considered a new circumstance that would justify the granting of bail. We obviously would also argue that some of the others who've been put on their defense are on bail anyway.
And hard-pressed Zimbabweans say they will this year purchase second-hand uniforms for their children and apply for fees assistance under the Basic Education Assistance Module, or BEAM.
As the country's road network continues to disintegrate, the latest audit of public accounts has revealed the Roads and Road Traffic Fund set up by the government to provide tools and equipment for road construction and maintenance is not being properly managed. Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
According to the audit by the Controller and Auditor General, the fund, which is run by the Zimbabwe National Roads Administration or ZINARA, was unable to fully account for more than $6 million allocated for road maintenance in 2011. ZINARA has failed to explain how this money was used when most of the country's roads are fast disappearing and in rural areas, villagers are having to pull resources together to pay for road maintenance. In a report, Controller and Auditor General Mildred Chiri says ZINARA was unable to give full information on the financial position and performance of the fund, making it difficult to determine how the money was utilized. ZINARA, she said, failed to give information on the material acquired, consumed and material at hand. According to information at hand, Matabeleland North Province received the highest allocation at $1 million and Mashonaland Central got the least at $90,000. Several city, town and rural district councils are not happy with the allocations they are getting from ZINARA, saying they are too low, making it difficult for them to effectively maintain roads. Harare City Council Finance Committee Chairman Councillor Alan Markham says roads in the city will remain in poor state unless they get their dues from ZINARA.
You're most probably aware that vehicle license fees are ordinarily used to fund road maintenance program. However, funds coming to the city from Zonara by way of vehicle license fees have progressively gone down to a point where in the current year, 2013, the city is yet to receive its first installment of its allocation. But the disbursements remain a far cry from what the city expects from the authority if the vehicle population of Harare is anything to go by.
Harare Residents Association Director Precious Shumba tells Studio 7 Zinara's role in the administration of the road fund must be revisited, adding disbursement of funds to local authorities should be done timeously. He said the Controller and Auditor General simply confirms what they've been saying, that the road funds are not being properly used.
The magnitude of abuse of public funds by public officials, where they use their offices to benefit funds without adhering to laid down accounting systems and procedures.
Zinara spokesperson Augustine Moyo could not be reached for comment. Last year, however, Zinara acquired 8 motorized graders from China under its road authority's capitalization program. The Controller and Auditor General said Zinara must provide for audit accurate consolidated financial statements to enable decision makers assess the performance of the fund. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Pumula legislator and member of the Parliament's Transport Portfolio Committee, Albert Mhlanga, tells a VOA reporter Sithandekile Mhlanga his committee recommended an investigation into the disbursement of the fund, especially targeting Zinara leadership.
When they employ those people, you go there, you find a driving pin cave. They are supposed to be in an engineering, in a construction company where they can be given a single cave so that the money goes to provide services. Just go to their office and find their furniture. It's not meant for provision of service. I'm quite sure almost 60% goes to their luxury.
What suggestions, if any, have you made as a committee to improve the administration of the fund?
What we also fought with Zinara, they didn't even go for a tender. They only went to a single person and we tried to get them into tender. It was a war. But we'll try, like this coming session, I see in the committee we have people who are eager to find what happened. We've actually sorted a number of visits to them. Definitely, and the minister has changed. He can understand us when we say the chief executive is got a problem. Right? We went to Mkuza, find that they've done only a kilometer at 1.6 million. And that money went for nothing and nobody is saying anything about that money. We have sent the anti-corruption people to give us a report, but you know, it's sometimes very difficult with the politicians to come out with a report, but we will definitely do that. We'll find a report and the report must be tabled to us in the nation.
That was Pumula legislator and member of the Parliament's Transport Portfolio Committee on the line from Bulawayo.